Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice Radio. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, on the holiday season. Holiday season, it is what it is, man. We got a Heartbreak Trey coming up real soon right here. But let me get myself to get over here. Shout out to everybody, man, from all over the world and everything like that, doing what they do, from all over the world. Shout out to mp3wax.com, mp3wax.com, your number one source for industry news. And also, shout out to Good Time Cigarellos. Shout out to Good Time Cigarellos. You know, what's up, you know, tobacco and everything like that. If you're trying to get your, you know, get your smokety smoke on, that's all I want to say. I want to definitely do that. So, shout out to, let's see, who's ESPN News. Shout out to ESPN News. Definitely shout out to also Baseball Rich Clothing, number one source for, you know, you got to live baseball rich, man. You got to get that baseball rich living in there right there, because if you're not living like that, I don't know how you're living, man. Got to enjoy life and everything like that. Shout out to BBNC, LLC, Nothing Nice Production, LLC, LNL Films and Production. So, with all that being said, what's going on, Heartbreak Trey?
What's going on?
Man, you know, trying to get the formalities and everything together. You know me, you know, how's everything going?
I'm doing good. Appreciate
good.
You. Not all right, all right. Right.
Go ahead. Say again. Oh, yeah, man. I try to break it down, too, you know what I'm saying, with the fundamental reading. You know what I mean? Gotta do it like that. So, you know, reading is yeah. Fundamental, so I try to do what I do. But we're going to get to you in a few seconds. Right now, we're going to get into that MP3 Wax Industry News. Industry News, go to mp3wax.com. That's mp3wax.com, where they officially break records. They officially break records. And so, let's get into it real quick on the MP3 Wax News real quick, all right? International performance led music superstar Nicki Minaj in Hot Water. You can check out that on mp3wax.com. Video with French Montana featuring P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Papa Diddy Puff, whatever, called First Time. Video of the game and various artists, My Flag and the Homies. Let's see what else. Chris Brown and Tyler Parx, P-A-R-X, is anyway. And Canadian music superstar, The Weeknd, performs live live on The Voice, season final, and a few other things. So, just check it out, man, mp3wax.com. I'm telling you, and especially for independent artists, I'm telling you, man, I wouldn't mess with people. I wouldn't vouch for people if I didn't believe in them. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that. So, at the end of the day, that's what it is with that. Let's go to this NFL. Now, for those of you who was able to catch the game yesterday with the Panthers. Shout out to the Panthers because they're doing their thing. And I just want to congratulate them because they definitely do their thing. But you know, I had a little scuffle. Had a couple of scuffles with my man Beckham out there. You know what I mean? You know, I looked at it, you know, on ESPN. It seemed like to me that, you know, Beckham did kind of, you know, he was a little bit over aggressive on that play. And you know, I usually don't talk about my Giants because that's my team. You know, even though, you know, it is what it is right now with the season. But I do salute, like I said, the dab king, you know, Cam Newton, you know, shout out to the Carolinas and all that stuff like that. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I guess whatever thing you do, whatever choices that you make in life, you're going to have to deal with the penalties. That's all I'm going to say on that. And I'm going to leave it there. Tonight, Monday Night Football, ESPN, 8:30. We got Detroit versus New Orleans. So, you know, that should be an okay game. A lot of these games have been crazy, though. I mean, real crazy. 7:30, Orlando Magic versus New York. The Knicks. Yeah, that's what it is. So that's basically what your industry news is, man. Like I said, shout out to ESPN.com and also mp3wax.com. You know, one source for promotional services for the independent artists. So please, artists, man, make sure, or anybody in business that really want to see their brand shine, man, go there, man. Check it out. Let me give a quick shout out to Making It Magazine. Making It Magazine is definitely doing their thing out of the Atlanta region. So if you're looking for, open mic nights and different performances, a chance to perform in front of different artists and various artists throughout the Atlanta region, definitely check that out, man. Make it Making It, M-A-K-I-N-I-T, Mag, M-A-G.com. MakingMag.com, man. But let's get to the heartbreak tray on that joint. What's good, man? How's everything?
Everything.
That's what's up. So tell the people about yourself a little bit.
Singer, songwriter, currently residing in Orlando, Florida, but from Virginia, you know, up to that.
Right. Okay. And it said you're from VA, man. You're from VA. What's good up in VA, man? How's you know, how, what is it? I know you're down here currently, you know, currently residing in Orlando, Florida, and attending Full Sail, you know, Full Sail in a way like myself, and the Recording Arts Bachelor's of Science degree. So let me ask you this. That's what's up, man, because, I mean, you know, Full Sail, shout out to everybody that's getting their higher education. I guess they just say when you go through K-12, it's just education. I guess higher education is an excellence, and I guess when you're in your universities and colleges. But anyway, it says, I'm digging into your bio. It says, music has always played a major role in my life, from the church choir to being surrounded by a family full of singers. Now, let me ask you this. You know, being a singer-songwriter, and I'm going to hit the audio engineer later, but being a singer-songwriter, what influences you, you know, to how you, you know, just build your songs and write your songs? Yeah, you're breaking up. Can you say that again real quick? Because you're breaking up a little bit.
So I really don't take too much.
Okay. Now let me ask you this: Is it based off of, you know, sometimes is it based off your setup as far as your format, how you do your songs? Is it based off of like, you know, what you're going through, your mood at that moment, or what you've been through, or what you see? Because I know a lot of times, you know, songwriters they write off of how they feel at that time, or it's just a moment, or is it just, you just like, you know what, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write about 5 or 10 songs, and just to get, you know, placements or things like that, or I'm working on a certain type of project.
That's usually the way it is. Usually how I feel or what I'm going through at the moment, unless I already have in mind that this was going to be this particular subject.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So how long have you been writing?
I've been writing since last year, 2014.
Okay. You've been writing. Okay. So you kind of seasoned, basically. So let me ask you this. So I call it the R&B neo side of the house, kind of maybe pop rhythmic a little bit, I would say. Where do you see that type of music going? You know what I mean? Because I know it's like, I know they have like the R&B, the neo soul, because I know In a recent interview with Erykah Badu, I've seen that she on the Breakfast Club. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, you know, all them folks is up there. But you know, she recently said she don't want to be characterized as neo soul. So where do you put yourself at? You know what I mean? Are you in the box, outside the box? Are you a specific do you deal with a specific type of genre when you're writing, or do you just write R&B? Do you write hip hop? Do you write what types of genres of music do you write?
I definitely go that route sometimes. And, I still do a little, even though I'm breaking away from hip hop, I'm more R&B.
Okay. Now, give me like a couple of artists that you would consider like true, like real true R&B. You know, just straight R&B. Like
true.
Give me like three. Yeah.
Like Tyrese.
Okay. To take Tyrese,
Avant. I don't think Avant ever went to real OGs that I was into when I was growing up.
Okay, speaking of Tank and Tyrese, you know, Tank, Tyrese, and Genuine, I guess the group is done, and I guess beefing the Genuine, and Genuine and Tyrese is up there beefing. So let me ask you this: when it comes to, I guess, R&B beef, is it different than hip-hop beef? Because, you know, hip-hop, you know, rap or whatever, trap or whatever you want to call it, you know, you got your, you know, with the Young Thugger and, you know, the Wayne, you know, previously. And,
yeah,
and more current, more currently, it's you know, Drake and Meek Mills, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you think, like, because I remember a long time, a while back, you know, people used to thrive off of beef, you know, and beef music. You know, people beef it, especially like 50 Cent ending people's careers.
Yeah.
He tried with Rick Ross. Obviously, it didn't work. You know what I mean? So what do you feel like the difference is with the beef between the R&B and the hip-hop, you know, rap as far as rapping? Do you think it's different, the same, or it's like no, I'm gonna, you know what, I'm just going to out-sing you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, cause, you know, when you think about R&B, huh?
I feel.
So, yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, yeah, to me, honestly, I think it's kind of silly a little bit, you know what I mean? Beef in general, I think a person, because I'm looking like this, man, being in the industry as long as I have, you know what I mean, as well as yourself, I think personally, I mean, if it's scripted, okay, if you're trying to get sales, all right, cool, whatever, promotional, things like that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't do anything but really bring down each other's, you know, certain, either, I'm going to say it like this, you're either going to strive, you're either going to go through it, and it's going to make you a better artist, or it's going to end your career. You know what I'm saying? For real. Straight up on that. Now, on the audio
like
engineer, go ahead.
I think it's hard to come back from losing a rap beef that is on R&B beef. But with rap,
right,
you really got to uphold that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
With R&B,
right,
it's not the same. We don't, you know, most R&B artists are trying to, you know, play themselves as hard body. You know, it's not the same as the Drake Mill type thing.
Yeah, Drake is just ending. He's trying to end everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to end it. You know, you come at him, he wants to end you. Straight up, no game. He's like, listen, you come at me, you're done. You know what I mean? But it is.
Definitely.
It is what it is. It is what it is. So let me ask you this. On the audio engineering side, you know, and you being a full sales student, you know, how important is it to for, you know, for a artist, not just an artist, DJ, anybody in the business, for them to have some type of paperwork behind them? You know what I mean? Like degrees and things like that. Because I know a lot of times, you know, before people can just go off of, you know, oh, yeah, they got street cred, so they're good. So now the way it is now is, you know, now it's more so on the independent side of the house, you know, because a lot of independent artists, a lot of things you can do yourself. You don't really necessarily need a label per se. You know what I'm saying? As far as on the radio and television side of the house, because of the money. You know what I mean? You know, it's the cost. So,
yeah,
you know, what's your comment on as far as, you know, people who are striving to get that education? You know what I mean? What would you say to them? Or try to do, matter of fact, or try to do like you're doing, you know, trying to pursue that,
yeah,
you know, that full sail, be a full sailor.
And I feel like it's good to understand the technical side of your craft. It's one thing to have talent, and another thing to have the knowledge to really execute.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So it says in your bio, you know, you says, I've been singing all my life ever since I was able to talk. And not only was I into singing, but around the age of 15, you begin rapping, and that's when you actually started recording yourself. So, you know, and also, what types of upcoming projects do you have?
Now I'm doing a joint album with this name, Rick. And it's, you know, like half and half pop, R&B. It's going to be like my last pop venture, I believe.
Okay.
For the meantime. But I have that. I have an EP coming out. I don't have a release date for it, but it's look for it in between January and February. And I also, I'm working on it.
So let me ask you this then. You being a songwriter, who would you love to do write songs for? What artists? It don't matter who, it don't matter what genre. What artists? You know, country, rock, a plethora, huh? Let me break it down. Give me at least five artists that you wanna, you know, write for.
I got Trey Songz.
J. Cole. Okay, J. Cole. Okay.
Tank.
Okay.
Breezy.
Okay.
And, I'm going to go to Newcastle. I'm digging music right now.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now, all right, that's a nice little, you know, mixed of artists. I'll say like this, artistry work. That's pretty good on that. So let me say this to you. What are some of your pet peeves as a songwriter, or, you know, that singer, or somebody wanted to do, you know, a feature with you, a collab with you? What's some of the pet peeves that you have? If you just got one, what's like say like, you know what, man, I break a trade, man, check this out, man. Listen, I wanna work with you. I got my music, you know, but I wanted to see if I could just use that verse that you just used in yours and mine, and then after that, you know what, why don't you just give me your song? Let me get your lyrics and you could just get mine. You know what I'm saying? You could switch. What's your pet peeve? He's like, man, come on, man.
I don't know lyrics of somebody, but my pet peeve, not being organized, not being punctual.
Okay. Organized and punctual. That sounds like a definitely sounds like something. That would probably what do you say? Peter Griffin says grinds my gears. Yeah, that would definitely grinds my gears. So look, okay, now what do you see? Because to me, you know, me being just listening to, you know, shout out to the music channel on there. I can't really think of the name right now. Music Choice. I'm sorry. Sorry, Music Choice. I apologize. But Music Choice right now. I'm starting to really get into that pop rhythmic, bro, myself. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of, you know, they got the trap dubstep. You know, so they got a lot of different things that's going. So where do you see like the R&B and the, you know, more so pop going? Do you feel like it's going to take over more so? Because even like, you know, Waka Flocka, he's doing pop. You know what I'm saying? EDM and all that stuff like that. He switched his style up. So, you know, where do you see as far as like an artist should be? You know what I'm saying? As far as their artistry work, you know, you think they the way everything is now. You think a person should just stay in rap? If they're rapping, they should just stick with rapping. You think they should go to the two pop or EDM or things like that?
Realistically, pop. And I don't see pop slowing down anytime soon. But
right,
personal advice for yourself, I would say stay to yourself. It's
okay.
I haven't even checked out if Waka Flocka's DM or anything like that, but I feel
okay. Now I was up here thinking, I just listen to different artists coming up and things like that. You know, like your Papoose, you know, and your Currency.
Yeah.
And I noticed one thing, man. You know, going back to that, because I had to talk about that little beef thing, because I'm a devil's advocate. That's what my mom called me. So with Papoose, I never heard anybody come at. You know, I never really heard nobody come at like. You know, Joe Budden, Papoose, I never heard nobody come at these artists. And, you know, I'm up here wondering why, bro. Why do you think that is? Do you think that they were in their careers or, you know, your Remy Ma's and, you know, people who got like, huh?
Yeah, nobody wants to come at the Papooses and Joe Budden or the rap game. I see somebody came at Joe Budden recently, and I'm not sure what ended, but.
Yeah, I think it was like a street battle or something like that. I think it was. And yeah. Like your Cassidy's and stuff like that. Yeah, Cassidy's and stuff like that. So, but I noticed that people stay away from. Now, I think I did see it was a rumor. You know, I will say this allegedly. Mm-hmm. You know, that the Drake team was trying to some people members from Drake's team was trying to come at Pusha T. You know, do you think that's a good move for them, or you think that's a big mistake? But Drake, you know, I remember Drake came at Hov one time, and then he said what he said, and they was like, okay, I'm done. So I guess he don't want to mess with Hov no more. He's like, nah, Hov. And I know it's one thing. One person he didn't come at was the king of, you know, I call it the king of beef. You know, I like to come the king of beef. It's 50. You know, I didn't see him come at 50 at all either. You know, I never seen him say anything. You know,
yeah, it's tough to come at 50 because he is all ready for anything.
Right. Right. Yeah,
If I said something about 50 right now, he would have an Instagram video up in 15 minutes. I swear to God.
He said he should have your Instagram and Twitter and everything buzzing, huh? look what they say. At least you have your 15 seconds of fame, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that's all you really if you want to mess with him, I guess that's all you really need. But it is what it is, man. That's definitely what's up. Full Sail, man. Talk about that Full Sail life, man. to the people, because sometimes I'll be trying to explain it to them, they don't understand it, man. Talk about those class hours. I said no life, huh? That's why I tell people, I was like, look, if you want to book me, please go through my PR so we can get everything together, because I don't have time. I don't have time. Mom, I'm sorry. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's just, hey, listen. On Sunday? Yes, on Sunday. You know, so.
Oh, yes. Sunday.
It is.
Sunday is the best day to sit with me.
Yeah.
That's my team plan time. Sunday is the best they get to me.
I understand. But not too long, though. Not too long. Maybe for 30 minutes. Not the whole day, though.
Yeah.
Not the whole day.
I got to get myself to my advantage.
Right. That's what's up. Most of the time, my
work is due on Sundays, so.
Yeah. Look, before 12, bro. always moving around. Definitely always. All that we like to call. Listen, my listeners, we like to call that full sailing. We'll be full sailing over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The whole and not the Navy. Shout out to the Navy, but not that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You know, so who's your team, man? That's going to the Super Bowl, man. Who you picking for the Super Bowl, man? Your top two.
Realistically, right now, I got to go with England and Carolina.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. That's what it's definitely looking like, man. That's because Cam looks like he's on a war path, man. He looks like
definitely.
Definitely, like I said. Yeah, definitely Cam. Definitely, yeah, he's dabbing. He's dabbing on them boys. And you know what's crazy about that is it's the whole team, the defense and the offense is clicking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not even just, yeah. So, yeah, man, it's like crazy, man, crazy. So let me ask you this. What's one of your major roles that you play right now that you feel is that you have in the music industry right now?
I mean, right now I'm just focus on my artistry and
pace. Y'all hear that pacing. And what do you as far as your career expectations, what do you see yourself like 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
I mean, hopefully as a successful songwriter for a public company, also on my probably freelance engineering on that. I'm working studio full time, anything like that. I don't
okay.
Much. I got a lot going on.
Okay. Now, if people want to book you or get in contact with you, I'm gonna this is your time, to give out your Twitter, your IG, SoundCloud, and everything like that. And people, when y'all do, every time I have people on my show, I tell my listeners that it's straight business. You know what I mean? Now, if I don't know, now that personal stuff, ladies, if you're listening or whatever, he sounds good. Okay, well, you get that on his, when you give your link and you want to do something in the DM, like, yo, got it, go down the DM, that's on you. But, on this call, my brother, we're going to have you give out your business information, man. So go ahead at this time and just, like, keys that you live by, man. We definitely going to get out of here and try to let you, enjoy this little Christmas break here, because I'm definitely enjoying it, but I'm still working. I know, just like you are, too. So, probably more likely.
Twitter, IG, SoundCloud, Facebook. You can all find me. Search Heart Betray. Everything. You search me for that. If you want to get in contact for any business opportunity, any collaborations, you can contact me there. You can contact me my email at heartbreaktray@gmail.com.
Definitely.
That's all.
That's definitely what's up.
That's all contact.
That's definitely
get in touch with me.
That's what's up. Business, y'all. Business, please. Now the down in the DM stuff, go ahead, do your thing. That's on you. But then if you choose to block you, whatever, then or accept you, then that's y'all personal business. But right now, that's what it is. So for that Twitter, IG, SoundCloud, it's Heart HRTBRKTRAY. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, HeartbreakTray@gmail.com. And, sir, it's been a pleasure. And much success to you and everything that you do, man. And, it is what it is, man. So,
yeah,
I appreciate your time, man, continuously. Yeah, man, no
I
doubt, man. That's
appreciate
what,
it.
No doubt. So that's my man right there, what I mean? But we definitely going to be doing some work together. Just to let y'all know.
Definitely.
So everybody talk to us. What y'all don't understand is, like, people I get on my call, I deal with them either weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever, But trust me, I deal with them. So please don't try to do no back end stuff. Please don't try to, like, try to think you're going to get over or something. Please. I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but it's a feeling that I'm having right now, because people like to do that. Maybe it's the holiday season. They're feeling kind of extra, they're drinking that extra curse juice, maybe too much stuff in the eggnog, my brother, they feel special, they're on that Superman stuff, but I have to say that, but it is what it is. Like I said, it's been a pleasure. Heartbreak Trey, And to all you listeners, man, I appreciate it, man. Y'all stay connected. Man, shout out to, once again, shout out to mp3wax.com, ESPN.com, to Good Times, Cigarellos, Baseball Rich Clothing. Miss Liz, my PR, thank you for this reload, because last time we tried to get my man on there, something happened, technical difficulties. And, sir, thank you for coming on again and taking time out your busy schedule to be on the show. I really appreciate that. You know, shout out to DDNC in California. Making it magazines, man, make sure y'all go to these sites I'm naming out, please, man, seriously. You know, it's going to help you. It's going to do nothing but help you. And we're going to try to see if we can get some other sponsorships and things like that and opportunities for you guys. Make sure you follow me on my Twitter, you know what I'm saying, @DJNothingNice. And just be on the lookout, man. Be on the lookout. If you want to book me for any type of promotional things like that or anything you see on my IG, my Twitter, please contact Ms. Liz at L3CEOPromotions@gmail.com, and we can get that thing popping, walkthroughs. Currently, I'm not doing mixtapes right now, but we can see what we can make work. That's almost, I'm going to leave it like that. Nothing Nice Productions, shout out to Nothing Nice Productions, LLC, and also shout out to LNL Films and Productions. And DDNC, did I say that? Yeah, DDC Entertainment. Yeah, DDCENTLLC. All right, trying to get all that stuff in there, man. This is crazy. It's crazy. It's bananas. And Good Times. Shout out to Good Times. If I didn't say it, I'm going to say it again. If I didn't say it, I'm going to say it twice. Excuse me. Hot 100 DJs. It is what it is. We're going to holler at y'all, man. Stay committed. Stay consistent. And have communication in anything and everything that you do in life, because it's, you only have one life to live, man. And in 2016, I'm telling you, it's going to be a banger. So just pay attention. Keep your eyes open and your mind clear for everything that's about to happen, man. It is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nice, man. Heartbreak Kid, we out of here, man. Excuse me, Heartbreak Trey. I don't know why I say Heartbreak Kid, man. Like, maybe a movie I watched, but Heartbreak Trey, man. I'm tripping. I'm starting to. I was doing good, but the whole interview I was doing good until the end. But it's all good. Heartbreak Trey.
No, man.
Remember that name, man. Y'all remember that, man. Y'all be safe, and we're gonna be out of here, man. Peace.